All right, so let's talk with the youth. Like, you know, that's the theme of this camp. You guys, you know, 54 new freshmen out here and all this stuff. So, hot coaching wise, setting up an offense wise, you know, all the camp practices. How do you balance, you know, running with your guys and getting those young guys ready?
Well, first you are really blessed. To have this many freshmen that are this talented. Mm-hmm. So you cater what you're doing around them. Mm-hmm. It's always good. And when you got a quarterback that really hadn't played before, mm-hmm. He's played one game, really two games, but one of them he really couldn't play. He was injured.
Sure.
So he's almost like a rookie.
Right.
So it really kind of fits together that we need to settle into who we're going to be faster. Mm-hmm. We can't just install everything and then later on down the line start figuring out what we're going to do. We need to settle into what we're going to do at a faster pace so that they can start working on the spacing and the precision and the execution of it, because all of them are going to be out there. All of these kids that, I mean, we're still trying to teach them how to show up on time, how to take notes.
Right, right. How to watch film.
Study.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what we're trying to get done. So it is a process. I'm really blessed because I've been through it three times when freshmen came in. It was obvious they were all going to play, and we had to start from scratch. So I've had experiences with this, having a really talented crew. A lot of times, you know, it takes a while. I think they're getting to a point where they know the direction to go in, but they don't understand the spacing and how to read the coverages and how to read the intentions of blitzers and, you know, all the things that experienced players learn. But they're very talented. Our program and our fans should be, you know, really happy that they're going to get to see these guys play for the next 4 years.
So a guy like Carmoni Green, you know, he's here in the spring. You know, it seems you guys are giving him as many reps as possible this summer. You know, you overwhelm them to the point of as much as they can take to get them ready? Is it, you know, how does that process work with maybe a guy who, you know, learned the offense in the spring?
Well, I I've been blessed to be around some really good coaches, and there's one of them, you know, is the head coach at Louisville. And, you know, what he taught me throughout those type of processes is they got to be coached every play. That good or bad, whatever's going on, you got to stay as close to them as you can, and you got to coach them every single play. You can't let one thing go, and that's how you end up developing a freshman.
Yeah.
You know, so I, you know, everybody knows that when it comes to offense, you know, a lot of who I am comes through him.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's what he taught, and it's worked, and I believe in it.
Yeah. And so take a guy like Cam Thomas, who, you know, maybe you're not getting ready to play, but you're standing behind him. Is it that same thing every play? Did you read this? Did you see this? Did you, you know, it's got to be a bit overwhelming for a guy like that, right?
Well, his personality is a little different than the average freshman. You know, he's a little more level-headed. You know, you get to a point where he knows the plays, but now the coverage changed after he got the ball. And not only does he have to see the coverage change, but he has to execute his technique also. And then he has to do it fast, and he's got to throw it on time, and it's so a lot goes into it. You know?
And then talk through that maybe with a guy like Palcho, who's out there, you know, maybe offensive line could be the most overwhelming of this. You know, maybe quarterback is, but there's so many reads and so many blitz pickups and whatever. What's it like to walk an offensive lineman through that?
Oh, it's the same. They're all my kids, is what I say. They're all my kids.
Yeah.
And it's just, we're really fortunate because they're really savvy. They understand football. Alex doesn't make many mental errors. Now, he may, you know, take a bad angle, or he might not step with the right foot. But, you know, Luke does a really good job with them. We're running the play to the right and he goes left. That doesn't happen to Alex. Now, like I said, he doesn't really understand angles, and he doesn't understand if the defensive line is about to move on him yet, because he's not thinking about that now. He's just thinking about which direction to go in.
Yeah. And so then overall, how much do you lean on your Christian DeLauro, who's been through this system and he's a senior, or Nick Allegretti to, you know, bring those guys along, coaches on the field, that type of thing?
Well, I think that they are leaders on the field. but they're not coaches. Josh pays us to coach.
Yes. Yes.
And he pays those guys, and we get those guys to lead. And sometimes everybody has a role.
Yes.
And we're not going to get our roles crossed up.
Understand. That
the player's responsibility, the upperclassmen, their job is to lead by example and with their words. But the coach's responsibility is to coach them.
Yeah. Okay, last question. Overall, practice 10, you seeing progress from the offense? So, you know, I know you said first week, you know, things are a little rough. It's going to be ragged, of course.
I think it helps that we're trying to settle into who we're going to be earlier.
Yeah.
And not wait until, you know, we get out there and figure it out. We're trying to get into this is who we're going to be as fast as we possibly can, trying to eliminate concepts that, nah, we're not going to call this in the game. Let's just throw it out and never practice it again. Mm-hmm. And these types of schemes we really like, and let's just stick with them and hang with them as long as we can. That may give us an opportunity for our young kids to go out and play well early.
Got it. Appreciate it, Coach.
All right, buddy.
Thanks. Thank you.